Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42. Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day about 3,000 in all. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. I love the fact that what churches do today is so similar to this earliest description of the church. The world looks completely different in almost every respect, but Christians continued to be nourished in the same way. Teaching was at the heart of the early church's life. It was decades before any part of the New Testament was written, so teachers had a crucially important role. Today we have the privilege of easy access to the New Testament and innumerable books of Christian teaching. But we still need gifted teachers to help us to understand the Bible and to apply it to our lives. The New Testament knows nothing of solitary Christianity. Christians belong to one another and are sustained by mutual love and support. From day one, fellowship was seen as vitally important, and it found expression in the sharing of meals. Eating together is often a powerful way of building relationships, and as the early church did so, they naturally wanted to celebrate the Lord's Supper. No doubt their meeting was very different from what we call communion, the Eucharist, or the breaking of bread, but they were strengthened as they reminded themselves of Jesus' Last Supper and obeyed his command to share it in memory of him. The early Christians met together to pray too. Their prayers bound them together and strengthened them for the challenges that were to come. No one could possibly have guessed how fierce and violent those challenges would be. Prayer would hold them together on the harshest days. Nothing has changed, and it's true that the churches that pray together stay together. Through prayer, God gives us the spiritual resources to be able to stand for him, whatever challenges we face. So let me ask you a question. How closely does your church resemble the description of the early church in these verses? And now let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for the blessing of belonging to your church. Help us to receive teaching with joy, to build fellowship in love, and to be constant in prayer. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.